He's nervous. I edit a lot. You know what? If you guys want to ask the questions, nervous. I'll interpret on his behalf.
Hey,
whisper
fine.
To my ears. You couldn't be worse than Ryan Raposo in his video.
I saw his.
Okay, Patrice and Jared will just give you the format. So I'll ask you a few questions, just kind of banner questions, general topics for the most part, going through parts of the game. And then we'll move to the press here. They'll ask you a question each. We'll give them a chance for a follow-up, and then that'll be approximately it. So that makes sense. So tonight, you started obviously with a goal against on the second minute. One could say that might have been the most difficult start you could possibly have. Talk us through what happened there, Patrice, in the first moments of the game. Obviously things didn't go according to plan, but maybe you can unpack it a little bit in terms of a turning point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an understatement to say that it certainly didn't go as planned. I think we were expecting some nerves. I mean, they're a team that's been on a big stage, and we certainly haven't. Everybody has a lot of people at the match. They have families, friends. So we felt like we needed to do something right away, and that got the better of us. I think we haven't played a lot of teams that play at this kind of speed. They don't press as high. So I think it was exactly nothing other than nerves and just a mistake. But, I mean, I think the group got themselves going, and it speaks very, very highly about who they are, because we didn't just put our heads down. We picked up. Now, granted, they did get another goal, but we got better as the game went on, and I felt like they started to see that no matter how hard they push, we're going to stand up. And we may fall, but we're going to keep getting back up and fighting. So I think speaks very high about the warrior spirit that exists with these young men.
With the second goal, they knocked it long from the right center back to the left side. He beats the man, crosses it in. Appeared to be the nail in the coffin, obviously, with away goals in a home and away leg. How does your team deal with that, Jared, from the mind of the player? How did you guys turn around for that?
Obviously, we were down as soon as the goal came in, but we just decided that we got two legs. Just finish off whatever we can do in the first one, and then continue off in the second one. That's what we did in the second half.
Good. Same mentality from the bench.
Yeah, I mean, we talked at half. We said, look, we're down 2-0, but it's not about 2-0. It's about us just being better than the first half. It's about us getting one goal at a time. And it's about us thinking about it, that it's not the minutes, it's not the half. This is two leg, and sometimes 45 minutes can feel like an eternity for us, or maybe we can do that to them. And I think you could just see the way the guys walked out and the determination. And I'm a firm believer. Everything happens for a reason. If we hadn't made those mistakes, if we hadn't had those nerves, maybe we wouldn't have elevated our level of enthusiasm and heart to that level. So now we know what we can do. We certainly know what we shouldn't do. And regroup for next week.
So, as you said, there was that moment of momentum shifting, and you could see that difference in the team coming out. You get the goal from Whiteman, I think swung in by Rose, he gets the touch. Seemed to really settle the team. Next thing you unpack a beautiful little sequence with Raposo. He was involved in one just before that. If he'd shot first time, maybe he finishes to set up that situation. You could feel that moment turning, I think, in your favor, could you? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Everything just started to come together, and then we just performed as a team. Came together and just wanted to win in the end.
Would you say that was heart, Patrice, in some general way of describing it, or did you set out with a different tactical plan for that second half?
We didn't go massively different. We did make adjustments that needed to be necessary. And it just happened to be that I don't think they were expecting that, and it worked out for us. I think they were expecting less from this team, that being down 2-0. And I mean, they got a goal near the end of the first half, beginning of the first half. That's the definition of a dagger. So I think they expected us to come out with our heads down. And, you know, when we got the first goal, you could tell, you're right, the massive shift of momentum. But more than anything, I think all their guys know how good they are, and that's the difference between our guys. They still don't know how good they can be. So that confidence was needed with that first goal. So I think that now we're going to take that and continue moving forward with it, hopefully.
You speak to that sense of belief, which you must have had to come back from that situation. Now you're going to have to do it again. 3-2 late goal, goes back to Halifax. We've seen from the CPL and One Soccer broadcast that that's a difficult enough place to go. Where does this 3-2 first leg leave you for either one of you?
We hope the game's 80 minutes. You erase the first two and you erase the last two, we win the game. But, I mean, in all seriousness, look, for me, it doesn't matter where you play. It certainly, you could use that crowd to encourage you even more. I think it's the fight and the warrior spirit in you that you want. You know, you look at Champions League football and what's happened over the past 2 weeks. We just got to be ready. And we got to be ready for everything. We got to be ready for, you know, a crowd, different surface, whatever. You know, we're going to travel. We're at their home field. No problem. But whatever they are going to do, we just need to do it better.
Last question for me before we open it up to the press. I wanted to speak to the occasion of the Canadian Championship, if you would. People have compared it to the FA Cup in England. That sort of chance for, as the Halifax team said, a David versus Goliath situation. What was that like to be a part of? It's obviously a new thing in Canada to have our League One champions the second year we've had it. From the perspective of Vaughan Soccer Club, all our friends and family and so on the side and supporters, you don't play for the occasion, but now you can turn your mind to it maybe and speak to that. And what's it like to participate in such a historic
honestly, young... Pat was telling us about this week. He's training us. That this is the game we got to win. This is what we've been preparing for since the beginning of the season. And then every player just came in just... Well, obviously we're nervous, but we were still excited at the same time that we have a chance to play in a game like this. Not many teams will obviously get this chance. So we just... came and did what we had to do. Obviously we lost in the end, but it is what it is.
You can take an occasion like that as a coach, right? And you can try and put it aside and play the game, not the occasion. Or you can take the occasion and harness it. As said, you look to harness it.
I think they were an excellent team, but where credit is deserved to be given, I think we lost that game. I'm not sure if our opponent won. I think they're very, very good side. We made some mental mistakes. That shows that we're not, our guys aren't pros yet. But I certainly think, I mean, the performance of anybody there watching that match, they would pick out 4 or 5 guys on that field that deserve to be in the CPL. I mean, I think Jared Phillips, in my opinion, was the man of the match between both teams without a doubt in mind. He was the best player on the field. And I mean, we have limited resources. But, look, I think it was an incredible occasion. I think that what I told the guys, I woke up this morning and I said to my wife, I've been so looking forward to today that I don't want today to end. But you can't freeze time, but we can make this moment last by winning. So now we start feeling, you know, going to Winnipeg. And again, we can't make that freeze, but we can certainly keep the moments going. And who knows? Who knows? I have full belief that we will be hungry. We'll run, we'll work. I mean, I know Jared had his whole family here. He took like 15 tickets from the club to bring everyone. So I don't know who he had at the game, but I think it's exciting to play in front of your family and friends. Yeah. But I think it's also exciting to play in an environment where people don't like you and cheer for you. You could use that, right?
Yeah, well, you'll see that next week, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to open it up to the press. Holly, you seem like you have one ready, and then we'll move this way.
I do. So would you say this was a statement game as to the quality of the League One side?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, I kept saying it in every interview I've had, that I believe this is not Vaughan versus Halifax. I truly believe this is League One representatives playing a CPL team. You know, and I kept saying to these guys, this is not about just you. This is about a lot of people. This is bigger than us. This shows that as we draw attention to this league, we have good players. But there's a lot of other teams in our league that have good players that deserve this opportunity. So, yeah, without a doubt, I think it was a statement game and maybe also a sense of belief for them to see that, you know what, with some confidence and a little bit more hard work and experience, I'm that close to being there.
Rob?
Well, I guess just thinking about, the away game now, you've got the return match, and the strategy that they can go two ways. They can try and impress their home crowd and try and all out the score like they did before, or they can maybe sit back and think they can sit on that lead. And if you get an away goal, things turn around. thinking of something they do, you can counter that with any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, we have to score two goals when we go down to win. And we have to make sure we don't give up a goal. So I think what we need to focus for next week is not so much about the opponent. I think we just got to clean up certain mistakes that have led to goals. All three goals came from less than three passes. They're a transitional team that's extremely powerful and athletic. So I think we just want to increase our level of concentration and commitment. I think what's going to really, really, really have a tie with that next Wednesday is what we do starting probably 20 minutes ago. From doing a regen tomorrow to resting and training and preparing ourselves not just mentally but also physically. Jared, you agree? What do you think, Jared?
Pat came in and said, look, we obviously we don't want the other team to score, but if they do, they do. And then halftime he came in and said, we have another 90 to go play. That was a positive thing. Finish this 45, another 90 to go play when we get there.
You'll get, we know in League One interplay, they sometimes arrive just a few hours before the game. You'll be there and maybe settle in 1 or 2 days before the game? Or
we're going tonight. We're leaving tonight to go there. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we're going to go a few days before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's going to look. And it's a lot of different things. And I never make excuses for anything in life, let alone football. But I think the fact that we made only three substitutions hurt us because we're used to making five subs. And we could have used that, right? I think it should have been five, maybe. But look, we got to get used to that because these guys should be and want to be pros. So, fair enough. I think that, there's other factors that we just need to polish and get ready. And we go down there. We haven't had a trip like where we go away and stay together for 2 days. You know, when we play teams, we get on a bus, go there, play, get on a bus, and come back home. So I think that camaraderie, that bonding will only improve our chances.
Now, what Hart said, he said he was almost at a disadvantage because he had only 23 players on his squad, and he estimated that you guys had, let's say a lot more, 40 or 50. Like, you have a Rolodex of guys coming in because you were saying to me about 2 weeks ago, well, there's still some guys coming back from school, and they seem to come back and just fit in pretty good. Is there any more surprises?
There's always surprises.
Everybody's here now.
Yes. There's always surprises for us. So we got, we're hoping that, and no matter who goes out there, it'll be someone that'll be able to make a difference and help us. So I'm not sure if that's a disadvantage that they have 23 guys or if we have 30 or 40 guys, because at the end of the day, you could only play 11 guys on the field. So we'll see. But I think that the takeaway is they leave with, I wouldn't say fear, but with a point of thinking, hey, these guys can come back and hurt us. So maybe they leave a little wounded in my crazy mind, but we leave wanting more blood. So I believe, and these guys think I'm crazy, that last goal may have helped us because now we go in going to go win it and press. And everything happens for a reason, right?
I think we'll wrap it there unless there are any further. That's great. Patrice, Jared,
thank you.
Great job, Jared.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
a lot, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.